You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag No Offense Show. My name is Chris, and I am joined in New Jersey in an impromptu Hashtag No Offense.
Promptu.
I try to take a fucking week off, and my friends won't let me, so here we are. To my right, I have Producer Casual.
Yep.
Slit, because he's high as giraffe pussy.
I'm fucking lit, bro, and then we just had some burgers right now. I'm all panda mode right now, bro.
It's literally like 1 a.m., We're winding down on the first night of the power weekend, but that's okay. We'll bust one out. To my left, I have my brother, Adam Simmons.
Yo, that's a dollar, bro.
Dollar.
Who did that? Who do you think?
Sorry, a girl winked at me on Snapchat.
And it played fanfare like that? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Damn, you knew the song and everything. That's
I guess you're just going to piss all over Adam's intro. That's Riley T fucking dash M
dash dash dot dot dot
dash dash dot. He's like Morse code over there and shit. Mm. Adam, what's up, baby?
I'm getting a phone call from Bobby Moore right now.
Jesus Christ.
Can we figure out what's wrong with the Hunt? Yeah, the Hunt is missing.
Turn that shit on.
Hey, bud.
Speaker then, so.
What'd you say?
I said I didn't see you called me. My bad.
Oh, did you find Hunter?
Yeah, Hunt. Yeah, he's asleep.
Oh, yeah. Alright, we're doing HTNS right now, beloved. I'll call you back later.
Yeah, where's Joe B?
Is he sleeping?
Yeah, you good with Joe B, though?
Damn, yeah, me and Joe B, we were all watching Psych.
Alright, say what's up to the internet.
We've been all watching Psych.
Say what's up to the internet.
Yo, internet was good with you. You already know what it is. 1.5 of Simmons and More podcast. We lit.
You sound so lit.
Alright, I'm gonna go get high. I love you.
Do you think I'm
more
about number 2?
Joby's done. Alright, so that was my co-defendant, Bobby Moore. He's got Hunter from The Plunge and Joby from The Joby Show.
I'm glad Hunter's safe. There was some worry. I got a text from Joe that Hunter is missing.
Yeah, but, but Joby is fucking lit.
Well, to be fair, he said we lost Hunter, so I think maybe he might have meant like Hunter fell asleep. Like, we lost Hunter. You thought, like,
Hunter is very
missing.
Quick to sleep, man. I will say.
You were like fucking ready to put his face on a milk carton and shit.
Oh, yeah. Listen, that's my husband. I gotta take care of my mans.
That's my territory.
My mans.
So, yeah, we're in New Jersey. We're in the compound of one Simmons and Moore.
Yeah, dude.
And we're here for the big Inner Circle 1-year meetup, the SAMPC 200, the Super Duper Bowl. I mean, like, are there any more fucking activities we're going to do this weekend? Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, there's some stuff. We're going to do some things.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited to be in a room with all you guys. This is
pretty dope.
You finally texted yesterday, I can't wait to hug you.
And you know what? I did. All right.
I did, too. Yeah. It was very forceful embrace. I appreciate
Hell
you.
Hell yeah. We walked into our
fucking
music,
legit
jumped in my arms.
Into your arms.
And then as soon as Bobby got here, also jumped into my arms.
Like,
is that just like
unprompted.
A New Jersey thing? Yeah. Like,
no,
is
we're
that,
just
like,
real excited to see your fucking lunchbox looking
at us. We're all here. We just got new drinks from Adam.
We
so I'd like to say
salud.
One quick salud, you know?
Cheers
to the Inner Circle. Your drink's behind. Yep, there we go.
Grazie,
baby.
Cheers.
Grazie, baby. Appreciate
y'all. Yeah, dude. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks for having me in your home.
So this is going to come after Duchess's solo show,
yeah,
I assume.
Dutch took a stab at the solo while I was gone. She told me she did a hot 20, so we're...
It's tough sledding, dude.
I can't imagine doing a solo.
Hopefully she did all the promos and shit.
Well, I mean, like, if you want to pay bills right now, I mean, we can.
Every episode of the HTNOS show is sponsored by Ana.com. Go to Ana.com/HT. Go to Ana.com/HTNOS to get, what do you got, 15%?
10.
You got 10% off of...
Joe Rogan ain't his loose booty.
Greedy motherfucker.
That's right. We're not going to give you anything on the clothes or the workout gear and shit,
no,
but all of those fucking supplements,
get
we got you.
On.
You get Alpha Brain. You get Shroom Tech Sport. Shroom Tech Immune. The Gut Health. You get Total Human. You get the Vita B. All that shit that I got in my cabinetry over there.
Vitamins for your brain. I mean,
fuck yeah.
Listeners to the show know that you are not retarded. I think Alpha Brain aids in that.
I just want to let everyone know that I'm not retarded.
You're not retarded. No. You have Asperger's.
It's high
functioning son of a bitch.
Asperger's.
I'm functioning pretty fucking high right now. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Very
New York, Jersey.
We're also sponsored by HempBombs.com. HempBombs is a high quality local Tampa CBD company, bringing you affordable CBDs, vapes. Products for your pet.
Yo, let me tell you, Chris. I bought some CBD vape juice this week.
Well, you're fucking striking while the iron is hot, young Ryle Sturdy, because for the next 2 weeks, we are HTNOS 50 to save 50% off on every vape.
That's exactly the code I use.
What I can do is just go in my kitchen and eat all the fucking
samples.
I did. My Hemp Bombs rep, shout out to Christina at Hemp Bombs. She made it fucking rain. I told her I was coming up here. We had an Inner Circle meetup. I needed tons of samples. I needed all kinds of promo.
She came through.
She came through next day air. Yeah. I had a box on my doorstep the next day.
Very nice.
Yeah, so I actually use code HTNOS50, which is your code right now going on for that special 50. Is it
February?
That deal's only for vape stuff, right?
Yeah, HTNOS will get you, if you're a gummy person or whatever, HTNOS regular will get you your 25 or 20, 21.
They're unloading some of their old vape. They're bringing some new ones in, so they're trying to unload some of their product. And
liquidation, as it were.
Yeah, so because of that, you can get 50% off. So I was pretty much able to get two for the price of one, which was sick.
Can't beat it. Get your boy Tuba on that.
Tuba is much more of a man of the flower, but...
Shout out to the trumpet.
To the strumpet?
No, the trumpet. Not the crumpets.
Put this right there for me.
All
right,
I got you.
I'm like, go use code HTNOS50 to get your vape on, baby.
Yeah,
get your vape
absolutely.
On.
Oh, and Dr. Pepper, you've been drinking.
Nah, man, I'm just.
And also,
I've been up for like 40 hours right now. 40 hours getting faded with
Kaz, y'all. Kaz, are you like me after I ate that piece of chicken on your show?
No, bro. I'm not in pain. You were in pain that day.
It's right here.
Right?
That's on my living room wall at all times.
That is fucking great, bro. That is great. Yeah.
I give you props.
Yeah, me too. Shit. That was fucking fun, man.
Shout out Dave's Hot Chicken making me sign waivers and
shit. That was the West Coast meetup, bro. And me and Riles fucking made it out to Failing Hollywood Studios and shit.
Going through a divorce, I couldn't make it out. Sorry, boys.
It's okay.
Hey, we still held it down. We had a good time.
Yeah.
Couldn't break bottles with producer Nick and them.
Right?
No.
Hey.
And it's good fucking radio. High quality.
I'm lagging, but I've been meaning to put that little movie like at the top of the Inner Circle fucking website and shit. I want to put that there. Like,
oh, it's been pinned to the top of the Inner Circle Facebook since you guys made
That's
it.
Right.
We should do one tomorrow.
Bringing it back. This weekend is about camaraderie and it's also about content. So there's going to be tons of content overflowing
content
from
awareness
from this meetup with you guys.
I'm going to say this one's a bit different than the last one. The last one there was enough shows to where we could be like, all right, this one, then this one, then this one. This weekend is going to be all over the fucking place. I don't know who's going to have a combo show. I don't know what's coming out on the Inner Circle.
I didn't even record. And then the group kind of split up, and we're sitting here with our thoughts, and fucking Adam says, well, why don't we just do an HTNOS? And everybody knows how I like to just go off the cuff with no notes or no prep.
Yeah, so we have seven of us here. We got both members of SAMPC, both members of The Plunge, and then we got Joe B.
Both members of The Plunge. There's 47 of you.
I mean, really? You're bringing 4.5 people with you tomorrow.
But then we got Kaz here from the Hood Diner. We got Chris here. Yeah. You know, obviously HTNOS. We got Joe B. from AnyPod. So we broke up for bed situations because fuck hotels.
is that why? I think that they just the people that have a crush on Bobby went to Bobby's house.
I think I have an equal crush on Adam. So
equal opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. Over there. I figured I'll
hug out during the summer.
I have a queen size bed to share tonight. You know.
They're watching that psych shit.
Yo, that bed is $7,000, beloved. Anyone want to get in it? Slide in my DM. Shout out to the pizza slut.
Pizza slut. So yeah, the other group, so Bobby, the Hunt, and Joe B went to Bobby's to allegedly smoke weed and watch Psych.
Yeah. Joe B is on another level tonight. And
I've never
it's good
seen
to see, it's yo, good
that
to see
motherfucker. He poured one of these full ass pints of Jameson and was just like, I'm here to get down, bitch. I went, alright.
Yeah, the second I saw him, he was like, I'm here, I'm ready to get fucked up. I came for this weekend so I could let loose. And I was like, to be fair, okay, dude.
To be fair, he's been warning us about this for weeks. Like, he said multiple times, I don't think you guys know. I don't know, maybe we did.
We're seeing a little bit of Pennsylvania Joey, you know?
Pennsylvania Joey. that's right now, that's the working episode title, Pennsylvania Joey. But, it's celebrating the past, year of just coming together right now. I mean, we're going to have an anniversary show. I mean, what we did tonight is not going to be the anniversary show.
But are you sure?
I think maybe.
I will say, I rolled up. So me and Hunter weren't able to get here until 10 p.m. just because Hunter's school schedule and stuff. And then obviously a 5-hour drive.
Right.
And we showed up and everyone was on one.
We pulled
up to a bunch of mics in the kitchen and you were like, all right, we're getting ready to do this shit. And I was like, okay. And right. Everyone was unbelievably fucked up. And I was like, word, okay, I gotta play some catch up here.
Yeah.
I got here at like 1 and I think they were already pre-gaming. And then
they were high as fuck when I saw them at noon.
Hey, I'm trying to be, mysterious. Okay.
Why do you have to be mysterious? They were high as fuck. You weren't high as fuck.
Other people
they were high as fuck.
Super
then
stoned.
Then we hit up the local establishment, got some liquids, and things happen. But that's what we're about. That's what we're here to do. It's the camaraderie part. The content is gonna come.
Eventually.
At some point,
we'll do a manageable podcast.
I think that we did have some starts of what I think that you had in mind for that show, though. So that's a good test run. That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean the last test run got fucked up by Ralph Trudy getting incredibly fucked up and screaming baby lyrics.
Full circle number three will be the first full circle.
Jesus.
It's cool though. We're here. It's the 1-year anniversary of the forming of the Inner Circle.
Right.
And what a fucking year it's been.
It's been incredible. It's been incredible.
I think the whole circle has seen a lot of highs and not too many lows, and that's something to speak for all of us, because all of us have seen a lot of different highs in different forms, and I think that's really cool to see each one of us excelling, and we haven't excelled in all the same ways. We've all excelled in our own kind of different way of in our own means of success.
Well, one thing, too, like I was just talking to Kaz when we went on that food run, is
excursion's
growth. Like you can see the growth in each other over the course of the last year. I listened to the roast of Jason Almey that we all did last February on the plane up here today, and just like the nervous, scared sound of my voice as the host of that show, and like the awkward breathing and stuff. Like it was a lot. And I feel like
me and Ryle fucking rocked that show, dude. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I still shook you, and I love it when every time when I say it and I can hear it in the fucking.
I'm so
audio.
Upset with myself that I let myself get rocked by that, because I could have bounced back and I would have been like, hey, whatever, fucking I fuck dudes or some other dumb shit. But I just I let it ride, and that was, I think, part of the fun of the show. And I think even then, welcome back, casual. So I remember Riley calling me while I was at work, and he was like, hey dude, I'm gonna make a joke about both of your parents having cancer. And I was like, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, obviously, that's exactly what you need to do.
That was the thing. I was like, Adam, I'm going to be honest with you. I just thought of, four really fucked up jokes. And I'm going to say them, but I would like... It's like when you're asking a girl, you're asking their dad, hey, I'm marrying your daughter regardless, but is it cool with you?
Yo, I need you to know that I'm going to fill your daughter's butt with cum and be okay with it.
Fulfill her dreams and I will fulfill her vagina.
Yes.
No, her butt.
Yeah, I said,
whoa.
it's been a year of growth, and I think that's really cool to see, because I think we were all a little bit skeptical to kind of go off on our own thing, because... Before there was no leader of NSFW, really, when we left.
He was an absentee father.
He was an absentee leader. Yeah, but like, it was more of a group, and there was no personal, like, no one really had a real tie to it. And with this, we're like, we all have a stake in this. And we all made that decision, like, we are ready to go and take a stake in this, and let's fucking do it.
That was the idea.
The mutiny.
Exactly. The fucking mutiny happened a year ago today.
Wave a flag, bitch.
It's, I mean, just, you know, like, I guess that's probably the theme of that first year is just growth, both individually as hosts and separately as shows, and then together as a collective. Because, I mean, like, we've done so many collaboration shows over the course of the last 12 months. It's insane. And that's what we set out to do. I mean, like, we wanted to use each other as a resource, and I think we've done just that.
Yeah. I feel like when people, I see a lot of people say, what's the purpose of a podcast?
Of a network. Yeah.
And shit. And I feel like, we've kind of shown that this past year.
Yeah.
We fucking, you know, as cheesy as it sounds, we fucking ride together for each other and shit. You know what I'm saying? Which is dope shit. So it's like, yeah, man, I'm cool with it. And I use that. I use that, especially
you reference it all the time.
Coming from a city where motherfuckers will be like, oh, you know, I fucking love your show, bro, blah, blah, blah. And then they come on and then they'll never share it again. I love that I was able to tell Adi that I was like, your show is the most downloaded show for a reason. Because you push the shit. You don't have no fucking animosity, no ties to fucking this show or that show or anything like that. You just are excited that you came on and you're sharing the shit. And she was sharing it every fucking week. Even months up to a fucking year after she came on, dog. Like, I think 420, she came on before 420. So, like, her shit's got to be coming up on a year. And, yeah, man, like, that's what I told her. I'm like, dude, shout out to you. Yours is the most downloaded fucking episode. And yeah, man, fuck with it.
By the way, Tom.
Yeah, the Versace Jedi.
The motherfucking Versace Jedi. By the way,
What's up, yo?
Chris, do you have PTSD right now? Are you okay?
I just want y'all to take notice that he smiled a little differently when he saw me.
Yeah. How you feeling, beloved? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
He just got released from the hospital just now.
No, shut up. I got my fucking decision to
move. All right. Fucked up.
But yeah, it's like, what you say is like, I'd say every, like, every other or every third episode, someone, you mentioned the circle is like, man, like, you gotta get with a group of people that have the same vision as you.
Yeah, that's what it is. Exactly. It's the like-minded, you know, like, yeah. Adam said it when we were forming it, and it's, like you said, it's kind of cheesy and we beat it to death, but it's that rising tide shit, you know, if you do better, I do better, and we do better kind of attitude, and that's what I think sets us apart, because, you know, I want Riley to get a new sponsor. I want fucking Kaz to have a, you know, awesome-ass guest.
Right.
You know, I want Adam to kick ass at this live show, because those things will affect me positively, too, and to be associated with that is going to elevate my status as well. So, like, you win, I win, we win.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
Y'all win together.
that's what we're fucking here for, dude. That's the whole idea. That's the point of the fucking inner circle. And then when you and I sat down, Chris, that, I mean, we were looking at other podcasters that we thought we were on par with. We're like, dude, we're generating a fuck ton of content. Like, we're really putting out a lot of shit. Like, who else puts out as much shit as us? It's like, oh, the Hood Diner guys. Yo, that's a dollar, dude. This is the compound.
I think this was a purpose one.
You mean maybe she's probably trying to say goodnight or something?
No.
That was almost on cue. You said the Hood Diner guys, and his phone was just like, bam!
That's his lady.
Well, fuck, we're here for the Super Bowl, man. Like, let's fucking preface that a little bit. You know, what do you think about that?
I won't be here.
Yeah, you fucked up. I paid you, or I didn't pay you, but I offered to pay you money to not do that.
Bobby, you wanna hop
shit,
on?
Dude, that you're fucking leaving to do.
Yeah, man, you know.
Not only that, but there's water literally like a fucking football field away from here. You want to get in some cold ass water?
Yo, give me 20 bucks. I'll go jump in that fucking ocean tomorrow.
If it means you're going to stay, I'll do it right now.
I won't stay. That's for sure.
That's.
Dude, listen. We raised over $2,000 now at this point.
The money's there.
Yeah, the point is proven, dog. Come jump in this ocean. Fucking hang out with your friends.
You've already done that. The money's here. It's not like getting in that water is going to get the money. You've already done it.
Yeah, you know. I think that's also part of the fucking circle, though, is, like, you guys were able to help us raise all the money that we did for this event that we're doing for charity. Like, you guys helped promote it. You guys were there for the stream. A bunch of Circle guys came in and helped out with the stream. Yeah. Like, Joe was there to help set it up. Yeah. Almy came in to help us out for like an hour, hour and a half. Joe was there for like 4 hours. Like, Circle's about support. Is like, it's support too, though. Like, you guys were out there blowing up the stream with us, staying in the chat. You fucking put that shit on and went to bed. Yeah. Like, you guys were there for most of the 24 hours. Like,
I said there was something strangely comforting about watching you fucking morons on TV all night and waking up and then you guys are doing something in the background.
I related to that so hard, though, because for the streams that kind of inspired us, like, me and Hunter each have been following a few different...
like, shout out to Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, shout out to Rooster Teeth. Pretty much, like, we followed their streams for years, and it was shit like that. Like, I've done that before. Where they did a stream every year for they're from Austin. They did one for the Children's Hospital there, and I would put it on when I went to bed. Like, I would just follow that shit for as much as I can. Like, most of the time I was in school, so it was like anytime I got back from class, like, that shit would just be on my TV. Or if I was in bed, like, I would wake up and see this just weird shit at the middle of the night, and then I would fall back asleep. But I remember that one small shit, like, so it's shit like that, where it's like the fact that I was able to do something like that is cool, and it's because of you guys, and it's because of the Circle who helped put it on. Like, Joe came in the day before and helped us get everything set up. He was like, yo, I'm good at OBS, here's some shit you can do, here's some stuff you can prep. Like, it's about, no one here is trying to keep shit to themselves. Like, when we all find something new, it's like, hey, you should get on this. Like, even with, if we go back throughout the year, like, Podcoin is like, hey, this shit's been helping me out, you guys should get on this. Or right now we're doing some stuff with Podcorn and it's helping with sponsorships and stuff. It's like, hey, you guys should try this out. Here's some tips that might be good with it.
Like, Chris is like, what the fuck is Podcorn?
That shit sounds delicious.
Riley said, Podcorn, Pod Creeper.
But it's like, anytime there's a chance for expansion or growth or something that might have potential, it's like, we're not there hoarding it to each other. We're kind of helping each other out, getting everyone in the Circle involved, trying to raise everyone up.
No, that competition shit's gross, dude. I mean, like, especially among us. Like, why wouldn't I tell you, you know?
Yeah.
I want you to do better.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, because...
Do better.
Even when it comes down to it, like, all we do is talk about each other and fucking hang out and do shit like that. You know what I mean? So, like...
Yeah, Chris has said it perfectly in the past, where he's like, I want this to almost be like a Rogan type thing, where Rogan has, he's the big guy, but like, he also has a group of other big guys. He's got Segura in the mix, he's got Bert Kreischer, Ari Shaffir, like, we try to match a vibe like that, where we're just a group of killers who interact with each other, and each of us try to have another group. Like, we just have that group of killers around us that we just all pop in each other's shit. Like, yeah, what's up? And I think there's something special in that. I really like coming down for this. There was no hesitation for coming down for like 20 hours. Last time I came down to see you guys, we were here for like 14 hours. We drove 10 hours to come see you because it was like, there was no hesitation. It was like, no, we got to get down there, see our boys, like, help, like, do some shit with them, because that's just what it is. Like, that's what this group is.
That episode was straight madness. Madness, I tell you, madness. That shit was
the one that we just did in the kitchen, isn't that?
Yeah, the second one.
Yeah, that's yeah, Joby got on. Real fucked up.
Yo, Joby's dumb.
He's in hair on fucked up. Bro, we did a podcast in the kitchen. I cooked. We did like an okay podcast. These motherfuckers showed up. So we're high as shit. We crack open a couple of bottles. We got fucking blasted, and Joby's so, like,
we're doing,
fuck you, I don't give a shit, everyone can suck my asshole.
We're doing like WWE type style intros, where we're just like doing big hype ups for each other. Like, yo, Adam Simmons, the blah 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 blah, like, yeah, this motherfucker, yeah, Adam Simmons, what is up? He comes in, introduces the next person, and then Joby comes in and goes on like a 14 minute rant that goes nowhere, when he's just supposed to introduce Kaz.
He's pointing at me.
Like, everyone's like, Joe, like, Kaz, man.
Yeah, Kaz. He's like, man, no, fuck that.
He starts doing freestyle raps. Like,
it doesn't matter if I'm on the camera or not. I'm here. You can eat my asshole, because I don't give a fuck. I'm 5'8". Shut my dick.
5'8", that's generous.
That's generous.
I came in hot. I was like, hey, I'm in the buildings, but I'm working. So, you know, we're chilling.
I tried to introduce Kaz like 4 times.
But we got Bobby Light here now, man. So, I mean, I guess we'll just dive right into it, dude. Fucking, why did Kobe get suicided?
He did it.
What? He ran away with his daughter.
He ran away with his daughter.
Yeah.
So, hey,
is that in a weird way or a normal way?
No, because all the fucking the Epstein shit's gonna come out.
Oh, hold on. Like, just start from
just questioning.
Hold my hand, like a small child.
Bobby, like, you got glorious eyelashes.
Thanks, baby.
Talk to me like I'm five.
Now you're trying to stay?
I'm already here, man. I'll be on the couch.
Talk to me like I'm five.
What you've been going deep? What have you turned up?
No, I don't know, man.
All I know is I heard LeBron met with the Clintons on Friday, passed Kobe on fucking Saturday, and Kobe was dead Saturday night.
Mm.
When are these people going to stay away from the Clintons, dude? And why the fuck? Hey, I heard Kobe's part of a secret society, ironically enough, called the Boulets. Fucking shout out to Joby.
Shout out to Joby and them.
But he allegedly stood up to them because they wanted him to do some like homosexual type shit, like getting dresses and shit.
Kobe ain't rocking out there and shit.
And he said, no, I'm not cool with that. And the next thing you know, he's fucking up in flames. Kobe
the helicopter he was in and the helicopter that crashed are not the same helicopter.
How about his helicopter didn't have a black box? What's up with that?
How about his helicopter wasn't a helicopter that fell down, so it doesn't matter what helicopter fell down, if it had a black box or not. Kobe Bryant was not within the helicopter.
Ooh. So you're saying he's alive and well?
I'm saying that he might be on Epstein's Island on the outside of Disney.
He's out there hanging out with Tupac and shit. Yeah.
He showed up, he was like, it's Mamba time.
And Tupac, Yoda.
Oh, no.
Yoda. Bobby Light's out here with a fucking hospital band on.
Fucking Kobe Force Ghost.
Yo, you see Yoda, their merch is finally ready for him.
Yeah.
So you know how...
I mean, they were supposed to do it on Christmas. They fucked up.
What happened was they wanted to not reveal Baby Yoda when they released Mandalorian because that was kind of the big... shit with Mandalorian.
But what they did is they put fucking Darth Maul in the commercial for fucking episode one. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's fucked up. But pretty much, so they didn't have... Hasbro had none of the merch ready because they were keeping it a surprise. And they're like, yeah, it was in such high demand because everyone's like, I need a Baby Yoda. And they're like, well, we don't fucking have Baby Yoda. And now Baby Yoda's finally ready. You can get a full replica model of Baby Yoda for $350.
Like life size?
Yeah, $350. I saw someone tweet it today, and they're like, yeah, but how big is a mouth open?
Obviously, if you've got a
punch
baby,
like Jason
someone's
Bateman
gonna try to fuck it.
I can punch that shit?
Obviously, if you're gonna pay your hard-earned American dollars for it, so do whatever you want to it, dude.
The finale where they're just fucking punching
the shit out of Baby Yoda.
Dude, the sound it makes when they hit him, too. Thunk.
Thunk.
They're fucking the shit out of Baby Yoda. Just bop, bop, bop.
There was
Yo,
no
real quick, talking about fucking punching someone. Bobby Moore fucking ice grilled our neighbor, dog.
Yo, I had to
live on air.
Alleviate that situation.
That definitely derailed that podcast, man. He came to the door and Bobby was like, man, get the fuck out of here.
For real.
Yeah, so I thought it was...
He's like, why are you here? Get the fuck out of here.
I thought it was like a joke. I thought they were tight. They knew each other.
No, he almost ruined the fucking dinner podcast when Ming was here. And
really?
Shit.
Yeah. Because like that guy comes up. So I parked on the side. I didn't know that was like the side was designated for that guy. Because like it's like
it's
there was the two
really.
Car. Yeah. But pretty much I was blocking him in, I guess.
Yeah.
And he popped up. He's like, hey, can someone, whoever's parked there, move? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. Like, I didn't know. I'll go move my car.
Bobby goes, yo, get the fuck out of here.
And like,
wearing sunglasses.
He said it so casually that I was like, oh, he knows that guy. It's like a joke or something. Like, they're in on
it. He was just mad, abrasive about it.
Yeah. And this guy's like, yo, what the fuck's this guy's problem? And I was like, oh shit, this isn't a joke. And then I walk out with him and he's like, Zach, what the fuck's wrong with that guy? And I was like, I don't know, man, I'm gonna move my car.
Why don't you just say he's high functioning?
No, that's Adam. If he asked about Adam, I'd be like, yo, that guy's got Asperger's.
I guess he forgot he got drunk and dropped the M-bomb.
Multiple times, right?
The Los Angeles Lakers many times.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, neighbor.
In front of, he was like, what's up, my neighbor?
Wait, he said that to Bobby?
Yeah, but he said it to Bobby and Dane the Beautiful Monster and Rashid. He said it to everyone during the dinner.
Those are all black names.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the middle, in the middle of a rap battle.
Oh boy. All right, so that guy, so Bobby has a reason to hate that guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I'm fine with that. That's fine. Okay, fuck that guy.
I was fine with that.
I thought these men were two strangers when he first said that. I was like, okay, this guy's got a reason to be hated. I'm down with it. I mean, I'm always going to support my man Bobby Moore anyway.
He fell out riding and everything.
My man's.
Oh, he did. Yo, he tripped over someone who was sleeping on the couch.
Who?
The violent gentleman couch. He tripped right over him. I was like, bro, he wasn't anywhere near you. And he was just like, oh, my back. And just smashed his face.
And then took his beer and left.
Yeah.
Casting couch.
That fucking
guy. It is the casting couch. Kaz.
Kaz is hanging on by a very thin thread.
40 lit. Hours up.
Lit, bro.
We got you toasted.
Yeah, that's good.
Burgers were good. No blueberry muffin was good.
You got a blueberry muffin?
It's not the kind of blueberry muffin you want.
Here's the last one.
Me and Adam kind of shared a little piece. I think there's still a little piece.
I make more tomorrow morning.
So, yeah, that was good. That shit hit me at the supermarket, bro. I was talking to fucking...
Yo, me too.
When I was taking a shit,
that shit hit me. I was like...
Whoa.
Oh, damn.
Can we believe we're in the room with the astronaut and the physicist himself right now?
Yo, you guys want to have a conversation?
Like, Chris, are you okay? Are you afraid right now?
Like PTSD stuff?
Yeah, let's
hear it. No, I appreciate it because the last year of my life has been fucking, like, completely different. So, I mean...
We're connected. We're good.
Yeah, well, I'm on, like, a deeper level, man. I've been to fucking Saturn. It's good.
And you hover back down, you're all right. Everybody's all right.
Like, Bobby, I went out to eat with this man after he ate your cookie.
You tried to go out to eat.
I ordered food.
He ordered food, and then at one point during dinner, I looked over at him, and he's like...
Like, it just didn't work.
And I was like, Chris... He hadn't spoken in minutes, and I was like, Chris, you okay, dude? And he like pulls me in close, he's like, my mouth... doesn't work.
I'm telling you, dude, like, I'm behind my eyes, like, seeing this shit as a passenger. Like,
yeah, and I was like, Chris,
no control whatsoever.
As Chris does, he orders a Philly cheesesteak.
Right, and I'm like,
I was like, Chris, dude, like, eat your food, man. It'll help you. It'll absorb
that
some of the
shit.
That
was like trying to chew glue. Dude.
And he just goes,
ain't fucking happening.
Can't chew.
Nope.
And then he didn't speak a word until 8 a.m. the next morning when we dropped him off
the
airport.
That's not true. I got in the car and I ordered a couple things.
Is that over here?
Is my water over here?
It's next to you, Mijo.
So, Chris, I'm just letting you know, I'm not walking a quarter of a mile to get you a monster this year.
I appreciated it. I appreciated it for sure.
Now, did you have a stern talking to from your wife this year? Like, listen, motherfucker, if you don't go to that actual Super Bowl show this year, I'm going to fucking kill you.
No. Come on. Does that sound like the Dutch
team? I remember, that's the thing last year, is I remember when I woke you up the next morning, I was like, hey, Chris, good morning. The Patriots won. It was a shitty Super Bowl. You didn't miss much. And you were like, man, Dutch is going to kill me. I came all this way.
That's what it was, dude. Yeah. That's what the whole thing was. I self-analyzed myself as I sent myself down this, like, black hole because, like, the first thought that I had as I felt this shit coming on was, oh, fuck, I'm going to lose my job. Mm. And then that spiraled into, oh, shit, if I lose my job, then I'm going to fucking lose my wife and kids.
And then you can move to New Jersey and be on the same as a more podcast.
Down this fucking dark-ass rabbit hole, and I perpetuated the whole fucking thing. That probably could have went an entirely different way if I wasn't, like, worried about that.
Lights.
Goddamn police.
Well, yeah, it brings... It brings forward your ego, you know?
No, absolutely. Well, it breaks you down. And
it breaks you down, and then if you're strong enough to get over it, you're fucking a stronger man than before.
Yeah.
You
know?
That's how I felt after taking mushrooms.
Well,
mushrooms would like it would like reset my brain. And
that's what these cookies
did. And I started thinking about shit differently. I started thinking about shit differently when I came back. I was like, fuck, man. I just opened up a couple new chapters in there. Or I found some lost files, or I made some improvements in the RAM and my brain and shit. And I was like, yeah, bro. Like,
no, it's funny.
But I won't do that shit right now. No.
It's funny you compare it to a computer like that, because that's something Rogan said once before. Is like, it's like it resets your desktop, and it puts all your old bullshit into a folder on your desktop, and you can either go back into it or not.
Have you ever cleaned your desktop? It feels so good.
You steal your bullshit, and you're like,
that
shit's over there now.
Yeah, man. Right. You put the shit you need in one folder that's like keep, and then you just delete the rest and you're good.
Right.
And it's Pretty much.
Cass, means harmonize.
Dude's like, wait, I'm
Chris, pause real quick. Keep what you need. Keep it.
Keep it in your folder.
Keep that shit in your folder.
That's why, because you wrote, you guys fucking had that.
I want
that.
You to write
it. I forgot about that song. Such a good song.
You ended that podcast stupid, dude.
My car was
stolen. The registration.
Yo, I was terrified driving down here. I got my 2020 thing from my license plate, like my new registration. Yeah. Haven't put them on.
Yeah, it's your deal. If you did get pulled over, you'd be just.
Well, the thing is,
sir, I just didn't get a chance.
Excuse me, I'm Caucasian.
I have. Yeah, that's true. I would never get pulled over.
And technically, if they run your plate,
it'll be in the system
you already do.
I have it in my car.
Pull you over to ask.
I have the 2020 stickers in my car.
Yeah, you'd be good.
Is dumb salty up? I'm from fucking New Hampshire. It's dumb salty up there. Yeah. I haven't got my car washed, so like I can't put them on yet because they won't stick. And I need to get a car wash before I do that. And that was one of the things I was gonna do after work today. Like, so I got out of work at like 12 today, and I was gonna do a bunch of shit before Hunter came home. So Hunter's gonna get home at like 4:30, and I was like, all right, I got a bunch of shit. I gotta go get snacks for our drive down. I gotta fill my tank up. I gotta get money for our Pango plunge. I had a bunch of shit, and one of them was to put the stickers on my car, and I didn't do it.
Put some stickers
the
on
whole
car.
Drive down, I was anxious as fuck. And then,
talk about that real quick. We got gas, but we couldn't pump it ourselves.
Yeah, bro, fuck
that's no crazy. Weird shit out
that's
here.
Weird shit. Yo, no. New Jersey smells like garbage. Your part of New Jersey smells fine. I will say. Your part smells great.
You're not allowed to pump
when you the one by New York.
When you cross into New Jersey, right when you're at like Meadowbrook and shit, it smells like dumpster.
Yeah, that's for New York. Like, that's not even us. That's New York. Don't worry about
Elizabeth.
It.
That's fucking the animals.
The second you cross into New Jersey, you just get the cat. You get the smell of cow poop.
Yeah, that fucking swamp and all those dead bodies in the fucking mountains.
That's right, Jimmy Hoffa and them.
Hunter had the best quote of all time. He goes, yo.
He's in the jungle.
He's just fucking Meadowlands, bitch.
OBJ, he just wanted to stop smelling like brown, so he turned into a brown.
I wanna say that's pretty racist, but...
No, it was all...
I know, right?
No, because the Giants stadium smells like doo-doo. So he was like, you know what? Instead of smelling like this, I'm going to become this.
Smell like doo-doo.
You don't have any forest stories, do you?
I mean, I could produce them in, like, a couple minutes if you want one.
I got one right here. Florida man...
I mean, you can start with the best Florida man we got right now, Antonio Brown.
Is he a Florida man?
He got arrested in Florida, so I think by proxy, he's fucking.
I'm mad because I might have actually paid for the him versus Logan Paul fight because that was being hyped up. Him and Logan Paul were gonna box, then after that.
Why?
I hope that kid gets coronavirus.
Both Paul brothers are boxers now. The Jake Paul just got into a big boxing match and he got a first round knockout. So now these guys are gonna get a big head, think they're some shit. Even
come
more.
Come fucking see me, cuz.
Yeah. You're so cool, Brewster.
Break your fucking arm.
I would love to see you break Jake Paul's arm.
It would be phenomenal.
It would be fantastic. Can we make a YouTube video of it and then we'll become YouTube
Bobby
famous?
Bobby is a goddamn dangerous ass motherfucker.
I would love it.
Obviously.
I mean, he's mentally and physically.
He's always been my shaman. He's been my pharmacist. He's been my baker and my counselor.
Dude, Adam sent me videos of him sharpening ninja swords in the kitchen and shit, man.
Yeah, we don't fuck around here. Welcome to the compound, bitch.
Obviously.
Is everyone as fucked up as I am right now?
I'm fucking... So, I got here at 10. I'm now pretty fucked up. I'm good.
Nah. I saw Riley in catch-up mode.
I was in full
catch-up
mode.
And I'm not talking about the tomato kind.
No.
Sure the mustard enough.
Right. Here's one for you.
I was pouring thick glasses of whiskey.
All right, guys. We got to play the intro. Everyone shut up so Dutchie can talk.
Yeah. Insert, drop, boom. Florida stories are brought to you by Official Clothing. You make them, baby.
Bro, Official Clothing, it's a streetwear brand producing
rooted.
Quality.
Rooted in hip-hop.
Producing quality runs of shirts, hats, and accessories. You go to official.com. That's OHFISHL.com. Use code HTNIs or fucking code plunge or code SAMPZ or code hood.
I gotta say,
25% off your fucking order.
Shout out to Chris on this. Because when I heard the other day you doing Chris's ad read of your own company, I was like, that man made a good ad read.
I told him from the jump. I was like, bro, that shit is fire. Send that to me.
Yo,
Yeah, that's what I was like. I did a modified version.
That's what I was like, because now everyone is doing Chris's version of the official ad read. I was like, word. That's a good ad read. You know that's a good ad read?
I told him, I was like, hey, Chris, Family Hollywood needs your script.
Bobby Moore needs your script.
That's the one thing I leave Hunter responsible for.
Don't give him any responsibilities.
No, he's responsible for the official quote read, and he's got it on pack. He's got it down in his memory.
I tried to get Century to say it the other day, and I was like, what's the tagline? And he was like,
I don't know, t-shirts from the desert.
This is where I insert the crickets.
T-shirts from the desert in them.
He's like, I didn't want to take a stab at it and be wrong. I was like, I probably would have appreciated it more instead of silence. But yeah,
like, bro, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Are you guys beefing lately?
Nah.
Can we get to Florida shit?
All right, let's get to Florida that he wants to talk about with the marketing.
Yeah, it's all right.
Florida.
Florida man pretended to be McDonald's cashier, fakes taking an order, and then takes the money and leaves.
Ooh,
gangster.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fucking gangster ass move.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about
that's my headline? So we'll see what it actually says.
Okay, there's this one kid who went to a high school next to mine. And he went to college with me, and he worked at a Burger King, and he got caught selling drugs out of a Burger King because anytime...
That's more common than you think, Ralph.
Yeah, so anytime someone asked for extra crispy fries, that was the code word for weed.
Bro, I love crispy fries.
I would be like...
Yeah, right? I love
some fucking corn sack with my fucking Whopper in it.
Yeah.
It was a bonus, man.
The thing with this kid was the first time... So I guess he had this thing ready to go, and he told all his friends, like, yeah, yo, come get the weed from Burger King. The first person to do it was a cop, and he got caught on his first attempt at selling drugs from fucking Burger King.
Text messages, man?
So yeah, look up extra crispy Plymouth Burger King fries. You'll find this kid. Story.
Right? Wasn't
stupid
that,
dumbass.
Wasn't that the fucking
you what? Stupid dumbass?
Fucking
this kid went to jail for like a year, and he was. I saw him at a party.
Burger King.
I saw him at a party like a year later. I was like, "Yo, you're extra crispy, right?" He's like, "Yeah, man. I try to leave that behind." I was like, "No, you don't leave that behind."
You fucking can't.
Yeah, I was like, "You're extra crispy now, sir."
It was something that had to do with pizza.
So deputy said a man walked into McDonald's in Kissimmee on Sunday night wearing an employee uniform.
I'm sorry, you mean Kissimmee?
I mean potato.
Kissimmee right? On my balls.
He was wearing an employee uniform, walked behind the cash register, and helped another man place an order.
Awesome.
Seconds later, the cash register drawer opened, and surveillance footage showed the man posing as a worker, grab some cash, and run out the door.
This is straight out of a video game where that's you like awesome. Knock someone out, steal their uniform, then yeah, like.
Take your fucking clothes. It says deputies from the sheriff's office said that Sunday's incident is the second one involving the same man wearing a McDonald's uniform.
Yo, they let him in again?
He got the clothes.
Yo,
man.
What sort of security business are they running there?
What kind of security do you think is at McDonald's?
Top tier.
High-level Kissimmee security.
That are on the verge of being replaced by robots.
Hey,
right
they're
now.
Making $15 an hour now, okay?
Not in Kissimmee.
What the fucking robot? Hey, yo, he got away, too. Like, it says they're looking for him. 6'2", 170.
6'2".
Fighting weight. 6'2", 170.
Yeah, mid-20s.
Catch him on my front lawn wrestling rile.
6'2", 170, mid-20s, described wearing a McDonald's uniform. You think he just wears that all the time?
I'm going to be honest. This guy is suspiciously close to description to me. So I don't know, man.
There's a strong possibility he just might still be wearing that McDonald's uniform.
It might be me. I'm actually in a McDonald's costume right now.
Well, you work for Pornhub.
Dun-dun.
Oh, it said something else. Oh, why do I thought it said Pornhub all night?
Because it's the Pornhub logo.
I just saw the orange thing and I was like, yeah.
Hey, bro, didn't you wear that shirt last year?
Oh, it's my go-to shirt.
Why not?
Hey,
I want to make a hook
on
that shirt.
I told them earlier, I said, Dutch came home with a bag the other day and threw it to me. And I said, what's this? And she said, I stopped and got you some new stuff. Because if you wore your same shirt you wore last year, Adam would make fun of you.
I do love Chris's handsome shirts. He has designated handsome shirts, and they're just button up Hawaiian shirts.
Short sleeve button up.
Yeah, they're just straight from Tommy Bahamas, and that's
perfect.
Chris feels the most handsome in Tommy Bahamas, and that's all right.
All right, because he stepped on a pop top and blew out his flip flop. That's a fucking cheeseburger in paradise looking motherfucker.
Man, don't be jealous.
I ain't jealous. I ain't in paradise.
Exactly.
I want a cheeseburger.
Sarasota, there was a Florida man arrested for pointing laser pointers at helicopters.
My bad.
Fuck.
Shout out to Kobe, dog.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Is it Mikey?
It was the guys at Reebok.
Did your brother kill Kobe?
Did my brother take down Kobe Bryant with a laser pointer? No, that seems more of a Freddy move. Shout out Failing Hollywood in them.
Fuck, boy.
One pilot said the laser hit him directly in the eyes, causing temporary blindness and lingering.
All right, that pilot's a pussy. Let's be real here.
You think?
If a laser pointer from like 1,000 feet,
I know not to look at high beams. Fuck out of my face.
Yeah, right. It's like just right. Just flick your mirror. into high beam mode. Like you're fine.
That's a non-story.
Fuck that guy.
How low to the ground was he was flipping his fucking helicopter around.
That guy's drunk and looking for purposes.
What's this about, Bobby? For Florida man arrested after harassing families of Sandy Hook school shooting victims.
Yo, get him.
Yo, have you seen the thing of the...
Bootleg Alex Jones.
Sandy Hook is fascinating because there's no live footage from Sandy Hook.
Who is that man?
He does look like bootleg-ass Alex Jones. You don't talk about footage. What about fucking Las Vegas, Kaz?
What about Vegas?
There's footage from Vegas.
You know the shit that trips me out? Have you ever seen the one, the taxi lady who was in the fucking parking lot of the fucking...
She's looking back and forth.
She's going and she sees the windows and the lights are coming out the window and she can hear noises behind her and in front of her and then like somewhere in the distance. Yes. There was three shooters.
You can't find that shit on YouTube no more.
There was three shooters, really? Bro. Yeah.
All I remember is Dan Bilzerian was trying to be superhero during the Vegas shooting because he was there and he was like, I'm here with guns. Let me rescue people.
Fucking planted.
He's drowning in a pile of pussy. He ain't worried about being a superhero. Right.
No, he was during the Sandy. The Vegas
posturing, dude. He ain't trying to fucking do nothing.
I have to admit, I follow a sad amount of Dan Bilzerian girls on Instagram.
Why not?
It's all my feed.
Right now. I fucking not.
That fool lost a grip on the McGregor fight.
Did you see that? 200
G's, right?
It was 200 G's. Yeah, he lost
$2 million.
Alright, he had a fuck ton of dollar bills on the table. I don't know how much that dollar bill is.
What you fucking get?
Hey, bro, but you know what? That whole fucking stack of cash could cost you $1,000 at the fake fucking cashstore.com. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to wish.com and the fucking coronavirus and them.
Fuck wish.com.
Them fake ass stacks of cash.
That was emotionally charged.
I hate wish.com. They keep recommending weird banana hammocks for me and shit and like weird like suction cup sex toy things. Yeah, like I don't know why they want me to buy
it. You just got married, dog.
I don't want to fuck Hunter though. I don't want any sexual. I don't want anything sexual in my marriage. I just want us to be a life partnership.
Saving myself for him.
Guess what? You don't want to get sexual in your marriage. You've only been married for a month and you got it fucking down, player. Because that's what marriage is.
Dutchie's 20 minutes though, huh?
Yeah. Hey, so I love the Dutchie. Can we talk about that? The Dutchie is raw.
Yeah, fucking talk about
how,
it.
How do you feel about
it? That's in a bots in them.
How have you been liking doing, because you're in
bots.
Probably like what month two the or three? What episode are you on?
I thought you meant 24 bots.
All right, so you're like 20. You're like 20 episodes
bro, that's
in.
That's the hardest name in the game,
just
bro.
Just you and Dutchie? Yeah.
Fucking love that name. Yeah. Every time you mention Nikki Boombots, I'm like, dude.
Nikki Boombots is a strong name.
You have
name.
Some of the homies with
they'll
the dopest names.
I'm pumped. I won't that's be there, dope, but that's fine.
I mean, Nikki Boombots.
When you could.
How are you feeling 20 episodes in now of just you and Dutchie? Like, how has the transition been for you guys to a double?
It's good. It's different, but it's tough.
Because, like, I feel that.
I said that out of order.
Me and Hunter had a good 5-episode span where it was just me and him, and we kind of had to. It's a transit. It's different.
It's hard to.
The two person is way different than the three, you know? And
sometimes if one person doesn't have the juice, the third person can gas you both up or fucking get, like, you can play off of that third person.
Yeah.
But if it's just you, like, sometimes, like, I've had to cut parts where I'm just like, I'll say something, and she's just like, yep. And I'm like, you ain't got nothing, huh? Not even a fucking. Nothing, just yep.
Not a word.
All right, I guess we're done.
In the show, I think the show is way different now, too.
Well, it is because we're sitting there talking about like our fucking marriage and our kids and shit. You know, that's why I was telling him earlier.
I'm like, I said, dude, it was a transfer, man.
Like, she went from sucking dick for healthcare to like, hey, what did the fucking kids do? You know?
Yeah, like,
it's fucking different.
Do you like it?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, that's good though.
I think the way the like I said, I told him at the fucking place when we were waiting for the food. I was like, bro, the transition that you've made. It's dope. It's dope. I can appreciate it. Not too many people have the fucking balls to get out there and talk about
absolutely
their marriage and their kids and their hell struggles about shit like that. And yeah, man, like I told him, I'm like, it seems like it's turned into like therapy for both of you guys and shit. And that's good shit, man.
Yeah,
that's good shit. I commend you for that.
As someone who does a solo show with their spouse, it's different though. It's cool, but it's. Yeah, it's definitely different. Do you? Is two coming? I know you said like episode 10, the 2 year show. He was like, "Yeah, I'll come back." Is he coming back at any point to do a guest show?
Yeah, not that I've heard.
Have you hit him up?
We've spoke.
Okay.
Yeah, we spoke. He's working on something for me. He's putting together a advertisement.
Oh my god, your fucking white trash advertisement of all time. Putting a fucking ad spot on Tijuana Flats at the wall, the ceiling of Tijuana Flats. You got the whole ass
name, dog. Respect that.
Yeah. Fucking hater, dude.
I'm not a hater. I think it's hilarious.
Hey.
Yo, Tijuana Flats is just Jack's, but in Florida.
It's white people Mexican food, and lots of white fucking people listen to podcasts and eat burritos, and they're about to see my shit.
Shout out.
I ain't hating.
A burrito.
And Two's painting it up for me. So, that's his involvement.
I think Dutch is really taking a role onto being the... She's almost starting to take a role on the split, which is good.
Say that again.
Dutch is really taking a role of being kind of like a split host instead. Because before it was clearly your show with Dutch and Two.
Sure.
And now it's turning more into Chris and...
Up on 55 minutes.
It's turning more into Chris and Dutch's show. And I don't know. I think that's cool. I think it's good she's been able to take that and kind of like... role with it, because she's had a different role in this as well.
No, where she's now looping it all the way back to what we talked about at the beginning. I mean, like, she's grown too since we started doing this. I mean, I said it last week. I think she came home one day and she had like fucking like 3 pages of handwritten ass fucking notes stapled together on notebook paper that she just wrote out for like 3 months worth of fucking show topics. And I was like, damn, where's this been for the last 2 years? You know, like it's nice.
And you do it like, oh, fine then. Ain't happy with it,
but fuck you. I'm just fucking around. I love watching. It's fucking cool. And then, I mean, when shit's tough, I always got y'all to lean on, you know, like calling one of you guys or whatever. Like I said, I didn't intend to record anything tonight, and fucking here we are.
An hour later.
Because Adam will not let me not do it. I mean, the last time you were a guest on my show is because I was saying, I'm not recording now. He's like, fuck you, I'm on my way home from work.
Get your shit together. I refuse to let y'all go a week without
me. It's not a fucking thing. I just want to take time off. I just want to break.
I don't give a fuck, dog.
Kaz is off the hook sometimes because I know he tries to get one every week.
If Centric don't do shit, then I can't do shit.
He's off the hook, but you ain't got nothing.
I got shit.
But I'm not letting you get off the hook with it.
You get no pass.
Bingo, Kaz.
That's the fucking third time tonight you've said that shit, and it's funny every time. Kaz, where the fuck can they find you on the internet?
You can find me everywhere at casual520. That's KAZUAL 520. And you can find my show, mine and DJ Century, thehooddiner.com. You can get all the socials from there. And yeah, man, that's what we do. Order up, bitch.
Rile up.
I am Riles Trudy. I am Riley Trudell - Marku. Emphasis on the dash. The hyphen.
Young hyphen
over here. I'm Riley Trudell Marku. You can find me at true.dell on Instagram. And then go listen to the Plunge Podcast. You've heard Chris talk about us a good amount.
Trust me.
I talked about all you guys ad nauseum. I think anyone that listens, if they don't know who the other fucking shows are, are just not paying attention.
And I think that's why, like, your listeners know us. Our listeners know you. Adam's listeners know. Like, we all know each other. We all hype each other up. We all talk about each other enough, and that's why I love this shit, because
my narcissistic ass can listen to your show and be like,
I know. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I know he's going to talk about me this episode. Right. I did something that's to right, him this right. week. He's going to talk about it.
Or he's just laying in bed. And
yo, you watch my when I voicemail. Call into his fucking voicemail for the episode that we're on right now.
Exactly.
With him.
That's like fucking Inception, dude. You're going to call the episode you're on and leave a message to play you on the fucking Dutchie episode
to talk to us.
Did you call Dutchie a voicemail?
No, but I finna.
Yeah. So yeah, you can find us at Plunge Podcast on Instagram and Twitter and probably on Facebook. So go check us out at Plunge Podcast. Chris, thank you for having us.
Hey, we're finna go call this bonus content, baby. We're
no,
bring it home, Adam.
Oh, and shout out Dutch. Dutch doesn't get enough love.
Are you fucking dying?
Hey, you know, fuck you. You always go, oh, woe is me. The people love Dutch and people hate me. I'm so sad. The people hate me. I'm Chris. People love Dutch. Fuck you. Listen. People love you. Listen. You are a great. No, you shut your fucking mouth. People shut love it. You. Can
pull the plug?
No,
cousin's
like. No, he's clipping right now.
Oh, Matt Clinton.
Go to sampc.bigcartel.com. T-shirts on deck.
Buy some motherfucking merch. Chris, people fucking love you.
Go to simmonsandmore.com. Find every bit of fucking content that the entire Inner Circle puts out on innercirclepn.com. Follow Versace Jedi on fucking Instagram.
Yeah, thanks for sitting, Robert. We're full circle here. This is full circle fucking on many levels. This is fucking... There's many levels to this simulation tonight, this weekend. Right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
There's layers to this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Black onions.
But hey, before this ends, fuck onions. You. People love you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You are a fantastic host. You need to stop putting yourself down.
That's not what we said. Outro what we said music, was you're
not you need to stop putting yourself
credit.
Down.
Literally, she gets plenty of fucking credit.
Your wife does get plenty of credit because she's raw as fuck. But you know what? You also helped put this shit together. So you need to take yourself, you need to give yourself a little pat on the back.
I'm going
to
correct you right there. I don't help shit. I do it.
You do, exactly. Lars. You do shit. You put the shit out. You make the shit happen. So take some fucking pride in that. All right? You
be literally have 72 more hours of podcasting.
And we're going to get there. And I'm going to tell Chris that he needs worthing himself every minute of it. Because you are a fantastic person. You're a fantastic host, a fantastic podcaster. So have some goddamn faith in yourself because you are awesome. All right,
I'm going to go smoke some weed. I'll see you guys later.
All right, let's go do that. I won't do that, but you will. Hashtag no offense. We out. Bye, Chris.
Hey, he didn't say Versace Jedi.
Versace Jedi.
Yeah, he did. Everyone. Yeah.
He good.
Riles was just going off.
Yeah.
HTNAS.
HTNAS.com.
Player.
Bitch.
Oh, shit. Player, I didn't even do any of mine. HTNAS.com, HTNAS on all the socials. We out.